enough, but Sky was having trouble following him. Doing his best to conceal the fact, he said, "It's a long time since you've mentioned them, isn't it?" "Of course. One doesn't go around blabbing, Titus. You of all people would know that. Loose lips sink ships, that sort of thing. Or get them discovered."
"Discovered, sir?"
"Well, we know damn well that our friends on the other three don't even seem to know about them. We've had spies penetrate right to the highest echelons on the other ships, and there's been no word about them at all."
"Could we know for sure, though, sir?"
"Oh, I think so, Titus."
"You do, sir?"
"Of course. You keep your ear to the ground on the Santiago, don't you? You know that the crew are at least familiar with the rumor of the sixth ship, even if most of them don't give it any credence."
Sky masked his surprise as well as he was able.
"The sixth ship's just a myth to most of them, sir."
"And that's the way we'll keep it. We, on the other hand, know better."
Sky thought to himself, "So it's real. After all this time, the damn thing really exists, at the very least in Balcazar's mind." But the captain also seemed to be talking as if Titus had been in on the secret himself. Since the sixth ship constituted a possible security issue, no matter how little might have been known about that, it was entirely possible that he had been. And Titus had died before he could pass that particular item of knowledge to his successor. Sky thought of Norquinco, his friend from the time when he had ridden the trains. He remembered well how Norquinco had been utterly convinced of the reality of the sixth ship. Gomez, too, had needed little convincing. It had been a year or so since he had spoken to either, but Sky imagined the two of them here now, nodding silently, enjoying the way he was forced to calmly accept this truth. This thing that he had so vehemently argued against, he had hardly given the matter any thought since that conversation on the train, but now he racked his brains, trying to remember what Norquinco had told them. "Most of the crew who buy into the rumor at all," he said, "assume that the sixth ship is dead, just drifting behind us."
"Which only shows that there's a grain of truth underlying the rumor. She's dark, of course, no lights, no strong evidence of human presence at all. But all of that could be subterfuge. Her crew could still be alive, running her quietly. We can't guess their psychology, of course, and we still don't know what really happened."
"It would be good to know, especially now." Sky paused and took what he knew to be a major risk. Given the current gravity of the situation, with this technical message from back home, "Is there anything else I need to know about the sixth ship? Anything which might help us make the right choice?" To his relief, the captain shook his head without rancor.
"You've seen all that I have, Titus. We really don't know anything more. I'm afraid those rumors encapsulate as much knowledge as we really have."
"An expedition would settle the matter."
"As you never tire of telling me. But consider the risks. Yes, she's just within range of one of our shuttles, about half a light second behind us the last time we took an accurate radar fix, although she must have been a lot closer once. It would be simpler still if we could refuel when we got there. But what if they don't want visitors? They've maintained the illusion of non-existence for more than a generation. They might not be willing to give that up without a fight."
"Unless they're dead. Some of the crew think we attacked them and then erased them from the historical record."
The captain shrugged. "Perhaps that's what happened. If you could erase a crime like that, you would, wouldn't you? Some of them might have survived, though, and chosen to lie low.